I mean, coaching. So I'm really excited about working with the group that I'm working with. But, you know, the coaching part of it is really the same, the obligations and the time that we put in and everything like that and the preparation we try to put in for the players. That's all the same. But like I said, I'm really excited working with this group of guys.
Personalities in the room different, I guess, if you will?
You would think that, but I think, you know, one of the things is, you know, just based on the culture we've really created here, or Coach O'Brien has created here, is that these guys come to work. And so when we go in the meeting room, maybe the jokes are a little different or angled in a different way, but for the most part, these guys are coming to work and just trying to get better. So that's, kind of the objective.
Some of the guys, start with Hopkins. What's it like coaching him? What have you seen from him so far?
Well, one of the things that's just really impressive to me is just the kind of effort he puts in. I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, he comes here, you know, he's been here every day and all that. Been here every day. This guy's never taken a rep off, not a day off. He hasn't taken one rep off. I mean, one day we had five receivers out there, and, you know, he's working with the first team, the second team, you know, taking every rep. He comes to work every day just trying to get better, and that's really impressive to me.
What do you hope to see from Braxton Miller this year? It's a tough conversion from quarterback to receiver. He had last year kind of get his feet wet, and now he's moving his second year of it.
Yeah, I mean, Billy always talks about the jump from the first year to the second year. And, you know, one of the things is, like, I was talking to Braxton the other day, and, you know, the thing that really helped, you know, C.J. Fedorowicz last year was, you know, recognition of coverages. And that's what I've been really trying to spend a lot of time with Braxton on, because I think that's going to be, you know, it's much different when you're under center recognizing coverages as opposed to being out wide and recognizing coverages. So, you know, when he knows who he has to beat, he's very good. But, you know, he's got to keep working on that coverage aspect of it, and that you'll see a lot more improvement there.
Skill set-wise, what do you like about him as a slot?
Well, he's got the quickness and the speed that you're looking for in there. And the thing that's really intriguing is that he's generally a larger guy than most slot receivers. So, you know, but he does have that quickness and speed to go along with it. So that's something that's really valuable and, you know, gives him options to play on the outside and do those things too. So, you know, he's fighting to try to get on the field in a lot of different ways.
What does Wes bring to the staff working with you?
Yeah, Wes has been great. I mean, Wes gives you that insight of the players aspect. You know, one of the things is that he's been really helpful with me on is, like, you know, when I, you know, present some things with him, like drill-wise, drill work, he can give you that perspective of, yeah, that's really realistic, or, you know, maybe we should think about doing this. So it's been great working with him. I think he's really trying to figure things out, and he's done a great job.